The 2010 FIFA World Cup will be organized in South Africa.
6 years ago, South Africa won its bid to become the first African nation to host a football World Cup. The country's first post-apartheid president, Nelson Mandela, campaigned hard for the prestigious tournament because he saw it as a way to further reconciliation after decades of racial separation and conflict. Danny Yordan is the head of the South African Organizing Committee.
After 1990, when Nelson Mandela walked out of that prison, we saw it as the beginning of the creation of a new South Africa. After the elections in 1994, we then had to deal with building a new democratic and non-sexist South Africa.
South African officials met during the 1994 World Cup in the United States and decided to bid on hosting the next available World Cup in 2006. South Africa lost out to Germany by one vote, but Yordan says that only strengthened the team's resolve.
So it's been a tough journey first just to convince people that we should be regarded as serious candidates. It's only after, and ironically, when we lost to Germany 12-11 that the world started sitting back and saying, you know what, South Africa is a worthy cause.
The South African government launched a massive effort to build the infrastructure needed for the World Cup, investing billions of dollars in stadiums, transportation hubs, security, and communications. Along the way, Yordan and Sepp Blatter, the head of football's governing body FIFA, constantly reassured the doubters of South Africa's ability to host the tournament, even as late as during the team draw in Cape Town 6 months ago.
You are ready. I am ready. Africa is ready. South Africa is ready. Cape Town is ready.
But Yordan says the effort has been worth it, especially given the country's history of division and conflict.
This World Cup is beginning to plant the seeds and serving as the glue to bind the nation, and nation building, social cohesion is an important outcome for us in this World Cup, and we're quite happy with what we've seen thus far.
The World Cup will leave a legacy of new infrastructure to buoy economic expansion in the future, and it leaves a sense of accomplishment among a people who believed that Africa deserves a place on the world stage. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.